J. Carter Brown, the longtime director of the National Gallery of Art, has died after a battle with cancer of the blood. During his 23 years at the gallery, Brown acquired works by Picasso and Raphael, he doubled the exhibition space, and he increased gallery attendance by much more than that. Brown was also chairman of the U.S. Commission of Fine Arts, which oversaw design and construction of monuments in Washington, D.C. David Darcy reports.
J. Carter Brown was the first director of a major American museum to have an MBA. He was also a diplomat and a tireless pitchman for his institution. He used to say that he was collecting art for the nation, but Brown was also an art historian specializing in Dutch 17th century landscapes. As he told NPR in 1981, he never lost his love for art.
One of the exciting things, I think, about working in an art museum is that ability to sneak in after hours or before the public comes in and have that stillness where just the pictures speak. My favorite single picture, I guess, is the Vermeer woman weighing gold in the West Building. It's the kind of picture that you can go back and back to and think of this woman who is going to have a child, thinking of the cycle of rebirth at the same time that she is weighing her material possessions and thinking of the ultimate weighing of souls that will take place as portrayed on the painting that's hanging behind her.
Brown came from Providence, Rhode Island. His family gave its name to Brown University. When he was born, a newspaper headline called him the richest baby in America. He took over the National Gallery at a time when more Americans than ever were going to museums. Brown drew record numbers of those visitors to the National Gallery by reminding them at every chance he could that it was their museum. Ned Rifkin, now director of the Hirshhorn Museum and Sculpture Garden in Washington, D.C., was chief curator at the Hirshhorn in the late 80s and early 90s.
I would say that Carter Brown is probably the defining museum director of his generation by a long shot. Carter's sheer will, his intelligence, his sense of grace, his charm, he single-handedly embodies some of those qualities that today are looked for by any museum looking for a top-ranked director, someone who has the agility to talk to anyone at any time about anything. He just seemed to have the common touch as well as the the most sophisticated understanding and insights into the world of art. There was a spirit of generosity in the way he thought about art and that it could disseminate something bigger, human, to others. And this is something that's so wonderful about Carter.
Brown commissioned celebrity architect I.M. Page to design the National Gallery's East Building. The gleaming structure opened in 1978. It was designed mostly to accommodate blockbuster loan shows and the huge crowds that came to see them. Brown promoted these exhibitions as once-in-a-lifetime events that families had to come to Washington to experience. One of them was circa 1492, a celebration of the anniversary of Columbus's first voyage to the Western Hemisphere. The show assembled works from five continents, many of which had never been loaned before, and Brown's detractors said he was too aggressive in bringing in works that were too fragile to travel. Brown was a persuasive showman, says Eric Gibson, cultural editor of the Wall Street Journal, who was art critic of the Washington Times in the early 1990s.
The word that comes to mind is impresario. To do what he did at the National Gallery, to do what he did with the National Gallery, required a multitude of talents. You had to have a business sense, which he did. He had an MBA. You had to be a diplomat. You had to be an administrator. You had to know the history of art, of course, and you had to have a sense of what needed to be done and what could be done. And that's really what an impresario is. It's someone who makes things possible on the public stage through a multitude of talents, and that was him.
J. Carter Brown retired from the National Gallery of Art in Washington at the end of 1992, with exhibitions planned through the next 4 years. He then became even more of an impresario. He helped promote a controversial worldwide tour of works from the Barnes Foundation. He launched Ovation, an arts channel for cable television, and for the 1996 Olympics, he organized what he promoted as the blockbuster of blockbusters, Rings, Five Emotions in World Art.
Over the doorway, as you go into the last room, introducing the theme of not only music but dance, we have the Melozzo da Forlì from the Vatican. And then you will have on your audio music to listen to that will go with some objects better than others. Let's hear a little better. And that will bring you through Nariman and through the Nataraja dancing creation and de Kooning and Amy Claudel and Japanese screens.
Rings did not get raves from the critics, but it epitomized Brown's conviction that exhibitions should be welcoming events, free of intimidation and snobbish trappings that most people associate with the art world. At the National Gallery, Brown was fortunate to have an ally in Paul Mellon, the benefactor whose wealthy father had established the museum, critic Eric Gibson.
They were cut very much from the same cloth. They were two men who grew up amid great privilege and were keenly aware of the obligations that those advantages imposed upon them, and felt the best way to discharge those obligations was by doing so within their individual spheres of interest, which happened to overlap, the arts and culture.
Even though Brown did build the National Gallery's collection, Gibson thinks he and the place will be better known for the gallery's blockbusters. Washingtonians also knew him for his oversight of design and historic preservation as chairman of the Commission of Fine Arts. Brown's peers will remember his service on dozens of nonprofit boards. Friends suspected the end was near when he sent a letter from his hospital room in Boston, resigning from all of those positions. Brown was working on his memoirs when he died.
The wonderful thing about having spent a life in the visual arts is that everything springs with meaning. I was very touched when I was working with my great mentor, Bernard Berenson, at his Villa Itati in Florence. He used to say that with his eye so honed on Italian Renaissance painting, that his greatest pleasure became taking his walks in the afternoon and watching the spring of a leaf or the way a flower absorbs light. It has carryover value. You don't have to be in positions of power. Everyone thinks that it's what you do and who you can push around is the only satisfaction. There is so much to be garnered from the world just by living in it.
J. Carter Brown, director of the National Gallery of Art for 23 years, died in Boston. He was 67 years old. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy.